Aircheckdownloads.com.
Fleetwood Mac and Dreams, you're listening to Greatest Hits Radio. It's 4 o'clock and Louise Easton has the news.
Buckingham Palace says the royal family is joining people across the world mourning the loss of Prince Philip.
Ten past four, this is Greatest Hits Radio playing Eric Clapton, and before that it was Supertramp and Give a Little Bit. Slightly different show, obviously, today. We're not going to do an All Request Friday after five. Doesn't really feel like a normal Friday night, does it? That will definitely be back next week, but we would love to hear from you via text and email, particularly if you're one of the many thousands, hundreds of thousands of people who met Prince Philip in one of his 22,191 solo engagements as he worked with his 800 charities. Got lots of your reminiscences and observations coming in. 61054 on the text. The first word of your text has to be Simon, and the email, simon@greatesthitsradio.co.uk. Fantastic to hear that again from Avalon Sunset, Van Morrison, Have I Told You Lately? It's Greatest Hits Radio, 19 minutes past 4 o'clock, slightly different program today. Many people giving their reaction to the death of Prince Philip, which was announced earlier this afternoon. Ireland's president noted Prince Philip's distinctive presence and unique sense of humour. The royal family of the Netherlands were talking about his lively personality, which never ceased to make an impression. Angela Merkel in Germany said she was deeply saddened by the death of Prince Philip. His friendship with Germany, his straightforwardness and his sense of duty will not be forgotten. And then signs off by saying, our thoughts are with Her Majesty the Queen and the royal family. And your reaction as well, because 61054 on the text and email simon@greatesthitsradio.co.uk. You have lots to say as well, because so many of you met Prince Philip. David Griffin in Malvern. Simon, the Duke chatted to me in 1982 at St. James's Palace in London when I received my Duke of Edinburgh Gold Award. So many people met the Duke that way. I had broken my collarbone playing rugby, and he asked me how I'd been injured. He informed me that some of his good friends had suffered similar injuries when their carriages had overturned during horse and carriage races. David says, as a working-class 20-year-old Welsh boy, I remember thinking, well, there's no danger of me hurting myself during a horse and carriage race. But, says David, the skills, interpersonal skills and values instilled in me by the Duke of Edinburgh scheme undoubtedly helped me to become a high school head teacher. David, appreciate the email. simon@greatesthitsradio.co.uk. Paul Young, from his No Parlay album and the number one single, Wherever I Lay My Hat, That's My Home. You're listening to Greatest Hits Radio, slightly different program today. As I mentioned earlier, there will be no All Requests, though that will be back tomorrow. But very interested in hearing from you. 61054, first word of the text is Simon. If you can email simon@greatesthits.co.uk. It's now exactly 4:30. Louise has the latest news.
Buckingham Palace has announced the Duke of Edinburgh, Prince Philip, has died at the age of 99. In a statement, the palace says the Duke passed away peacefully at Windsor Castle, where he'd been shielding with Her Majesty the Queen during the coronavirus pandemic.
4:37, Greatest Hits Radio, playing The Temptations and My Girl from 1992. Some of your memories and thoughts on the passing of Prince Philip. This from Paul Johnson. My memory, Simon, of HRH was, whilst I was serving, this is a slightly surreal story, this. When I was serving as a chef in the RAF, based at RAF Kinloss, he visited the base and had lunch in the mess. When he came in, he asked what the choices were. One was salmon fillet with tagliatelle, and after hearing the choices, he shouted, cabbage. He grabbed the serving spoon and helped himself. I still actually don't know what he thought he was having for lunch. But obviously he thought the salmon fillet with tagliatelle was in some way cabbage, or maybe he thought he heard the word cabbage. Thank you, Paul. See, not many world leaders are mentioning that kind of thing. Janet in Wrexham. Simon, my mum, Kathleen, and I had the privilege of meeting Prince Philip in 2016 whilst attending St James's Palace. This event was to mark the Prince's support for the Muscular Dystrophy UK charity, of which he was a patron for over 50 years. He was so welcoming, with a wonderful sense of humour, and made time to chat to each group of fundraisers. It was a very special day that we all remember. I mentioned the stats earlier that he was involved with 800 charities, made 5,500 speeches, 22,000 solo engagements, so he'll have met a lot of you. And your thoughts to the email, simon@greatesthitsradio.co.uk.
I am not in love.
Air Supply on Greatest Hits Radio and All Out of Love, 30 minutes to 5 o'clock. A number of you have been asking about cash register. In fact, a whole stack of inquiries about it. This is because we've been giving you the chance to win 100,000 on the cash register. The lines closed at 3 o'clock this afternoon. Greg made the call to the winner off air short time ago. Mandy Gibson, I can tell you, is £100,000 richer, and you can hear the moment she won on our website. It's 12 minutes to five. Six minutes to five, Greatest Hits Radio. On the text 61054, the first word of your text needs to be Simon. The email is simon@greatesthitsradio.co.uk. And as I mentioned earlier, as world leaders and statesmen and stateswomen make their words known about the passing of the Duke of Edinburgh, so can you. And here is Paul Robinson, who's in Zambia. And Paul says, I met the Duke whilst receiving my gold Duke of Edinburgh Award in 1986, was struck by how humble he was and very much interested in all that we said. This was at St. James's Palace. We also had celebrity Billy Connolly to entertain our small group for about half an hour whilst waiting for the Duke, and I'll never forget it. I would imagine you got Billy Connolly and the Duke of Edinburgh presenting your gold Duke of Edinburgh Award. That would be quite some day. Helen Packer says, Simon, when Prince Philip was in hospital, we sent him a get well soon card, and we were very surprised to receive not one but two letters from the secretary of Prince Philip, who'd been asked to pass on his thanks for thinking of Prince Philip. This is Brett and Helen Packer in West Bromwich. Thank you, Brett. Thank you, Helen. Just one more for the moment. They would love to hear your stories. Mick Coombs says, Simon, my condolences to the Queen and her family. Back in 1981, we saw the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh. They were doing a royal opening in Birmingham, and the police closed the road from Five Ways to into Birmingham City Centre. We decided to show the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh something special by doing, this is where the email takes a bizarre turn, the quick fit fitter dance jump. I mean, you do what you can. To our surprise, the royal car slowed almost to a stop. We did our bit, and we bowed to the Queen and the Duke of Edinburgh. They waved at us, and the Duke applauded. It was my proudest moment. So many of your emails and texts to the programme are talking about the Duke of Edinburgh award scheme. 2.5 million people in this country have taken part. It's on in 141 countries, and so many people, it's left a profound impact on their lives, whether they met the Duke or whether they just had an extraordinary time getting their awards. Love to hear from you. 61054, first word of the text is Simon. If you'd like to email, simon@greatesthitsradio.co.uk. It's exactly 5 o'clock. Louise has the news.
The country is in a period of official mourning following the death of the Duke of Edinburgh.
Aircheckdownloads.com.